If you want to be used and perfected by God, then you must be possessed of every aspect of the truth. The resolve to suffer, faith, endurance, submission, and the ability to seek the truth and understand God's intentions. The ability to be considerate of His sorrow and painstaking intentions, and so forth. Perfecting a person is not easy, and every single refinement that you experience requires your faith and love. If you want to be perfected by God, it's not enough to merely run around, nor is it enough to merely expend yourself for God. You must possess many things to be able to become someone who is perfected by God. When you face suffering, you must be able to lay aside concern for the flesh and to not make complaints against God. When God hides Himself from you, you must be able to have the faith to follow Him, to maintain your previous love without allowing it to falter or dissipate. No matter what God does, you must let Him orchestrate as He wishes. And rather curse your own flesh than make complaints against Him. When you are faced with trials, you must be willing to endure the pain of giving up what you love, and be willing to weep bitterly to satisfy God. Only this is true love and true faith. No matter what your actual stature is, you must first possess both this resolve to suffer and this true faith. And you must also have the resolve to rebel against the flesh. You should be willing to personally suffer and to experience losses to your own interests in order to satisfy God's intentions. You must also be capable of feeling regret about yourself in your heart. In the past you were unable to satisfy God, and now you can regret yourself.